This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With yesterday, ready for today. Why can't we be friends? We are friends. All right, crank that up, Carol, will you? Friendliest morning program around. I'm Doug with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, focus on the Olympics. The good news is we're doing very well. The bad news is that the Olympians are going to have to pay taxes that seem asinine to me. This is something... All right, so how can I turn something that's good into something bad that quickly?
You have a skill.
I have a skill. Yeah. Wow, yeah. But isn't it really outrageous? I find
yes,
this
it is.
To be
I
annoying.
Was sort of shocked when I read that yesterday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So if you win a prize, television program, wherever you are, if you win the lottery... You're going to pay taxes. And so that the Olympians are treated the same way. Nobel Prize recipients treated the same way. They're taxed because the medals and the cash bonuses are considered income. Should we have some astute... How much more tax... I was talking to a member of the Board of Selectmen in my town yesterday. And we were talking about a plan... to save the farm, and it involves getting some of the big commercial businesses in town to buy into the concept of expanding using the development rights come from the farm. It's not a difficult thing to understand, but it brings more taxes to the base, the town's base. But when we were talking about how some people are trying to twist this around, or they're so eager to get taxes in the door, what are you doing with it? And so she and I were talking about how the town sort of has become more fiscally responsible by cutting some here and trying to adjust other budgets there. How about your town? How about your city where you live? Are people who are running it looking for ways to save money or spend money? And as it become, in this circumstance, this is just a grab, a gluttonous grab for money. And I think some astute politician, a congressman or a senator, ought to introduce legislation. Or really, if the president were really the champion of all of these people, you know, there'll be award ceremonies and they'll all go to the White House afterwards and have a party and have a lunch and, oh, congratulations. All right. You bunch of big phonies. Let's, at lunch, when the Olympians are in the White House, the president stands up behind the podium and said, I'm going to introduce legislation that will keep you from having to pay taxes on your winnings this year. Winnings, different than earnings. Winnings, one thing. Earnings, another thing. Because many of these people will earn money as endorsers. Yeah, I guess that's the word.
Endorsement deals, all that stuff. Yeah,
right. Okay. So that's okay. That's fine. Pay your taxes on that. But to pay taxes on Olympic golds is an outrage. It is a sinister, seriously faulted plan. And if no one pays attention to this, it really shows you how corrupt our country is. Because this is just... give me another word other than outrageous that I can actually say on
egregious.
The radio. It is egregious. Thank you. I like that.
Well, actually, on Twitter, one of our listeners, John Goodman, he is at JP
Goodman. John Goodman listens to us?
Yeah, it's a different one, at J.P. Goodman Jr. He says, what about our military? They work very hard defending us and still have to pay a lot of taxes, hashtag proud vet. Which brings up another good point.
What does it mean, a lot of taxes? What does that mean? I'm not opposed to having the people that serve our country not pay taxes or certainly get tax consideration.
Right.
Look at how badly we treat them to begin with. Yeah, no, they don't get any tax deductions.
So if you're an active service member, not in the reserves, but if you're an active service member, you still pay taxes every year on what you're paid from the military.
Correct. Mm. Yep. Yeah.
That seems like that should be addressed as well.
Yeah.
Besides Olympians.
There are a lot of this sort of thing that we have just become so greedy because we have so much waste. You think the military-industrial complex, the contractors, don't get paid? You think those people, they get every penny, but yet there are veterans all over the place who are not, who are suffering because they're not having the treatment plan. They aren't able to get jobs because of PSDD. They are left on their own to die. Yeah, that's really what. And so how do we as a country, do you even care? That's the thing. If we really cared, there would be a national protest. And there would be a movement. You know, all these phony damn politicians who use the military as a backdrop for their campaign. Both these frauds that are running for president. I don't see it with the third party candidates, but I've certainly seen it plenty with both the Democrats and the Republicans. And congressmen use them. Senators use them. But yet, when it comes down to taking care of it, how much time and effort is involved in introducing legislation and getting all of this stuff changed?
Right. They're props. They're convenient props.
Yes, right. They're disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And we let them get away with it because we're, many of us are so eager to see people in uniform and tell them thank you for your service and all that stuff. We're not thanking them for the service. We're giving it to them. We're tucking it up their butts.
But, you know, I do think, though, that the average person, and I consider myself to be in this until a few years ago, I had the privilege of being a member of the press that got to go out onto an aircraft carrier for Fleet Week, and I started meeting, and I didn't know military people. I don't have any military family members. And when I actually met these guys who are, you know, 10 years or more younger than me, and they'd already been on several tours in Afghanistan on the front line, and had partial hearing loss and all of the things that they were dealing with, it really hit home. Yep. And from that point on, it put a spotlight on it for me. I don't know that the rest of America, especially a younger generation, I don't really know that we have that much. There isn't really that much attention
their
put on it.
Pokemon games and screwing around with the things in social media, complaining about Gabby Douglas and whatever other things they can waste their time on. So there's no focus.
It's true. And unless you have a brother or a sister or a cousin or someone in your immediate family that it really hits home for you, this is not something you think about. And I'm really happy that on this show we all talk about this, and I'm hoping that we can put a spotlight on it because it's so necessary.
Well, it is necessary. It's egregious for both the Olympians to pay taxes on their winnings, difference between winnings and earnings.
Right.
It's also outrageous that we so disrespect men and women who are in the service, and they still get volunteers because job opportunities, it's kind of like, it's better than being unemployed, or it's better than not having anything to do, or it's a good way for straightening out 18-year-olds who are out of control. You know, put them in the service, that'll fix them up. You know, and it becomes a dumping ground because some of the quality, frankly, let's face it, the quality of the people volunteering is not what it used to be. And that's a problem as well. But then when you actually get out there and you make it through your training and you get into the line of fire.
And everybody's equal at that point.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, you are equal. That's a very good way of putting it. 15 past the hour.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Here we are proceeding at 17 after the hour. Attention, this is from the Good News Department. The attention in Milwaukee easing last night. Most of the problems were from teenagers who were out and about, which is what happens with young minds that feel they're aggrieved, or either they think this is something that, I mean, sometimes you run into these kids, they think this is fun or cool because they don't really understand what all the issues are. But there was respect for the curfew to deter another night of rioting. The police shooting of the armed black man was the focus. And frankly, all of the things that I've gotten, the bits and pieces of this, you can correct me if you don't think I'm right, but I don't see how this was a bad shooting. I mean, this guy had a gun. Who knows what he was going to do with it? But there's just so much of these fatal police confrontations with black men that it gets warped. The whole thing is warped. It's all out of proportion.
What happens to just, sense. Like, arresting someone instead of everyone ends up dead? I mean, what?
Well, everybody doesn't
understand.
End up dead, but too many people end up dead.
No, but I know, but
dead.
You know what I mean.
It's too much of this.
It's
too much of this. It's too much. Everywhere, there's just too much of it.
It's all and shoot to kill and no more.
Right.
It's never any, you know, shoot to
disarm. So is that the training
disarm.
That they get? If you're a police person, you want to share your training, 888-302-3684. Is this what you are trained to do when you are confronted with a situation that could be life-threatening? Instead of shooting the leg or the
right.
arm or something, you just shoot to kill. And is that the only, with all the, most of the time, there are 3 or 4 police officers who are confronting these people who are acting egregiously, but is the only choice to shoot him and kill him?
Yeah, there has to be another recourse. There has to be.
The other side of it is that some of the people that are involved in these things, and I know this is going to sound kind of harsh, you kind of wonder what their life is like and what it's going to end up like under the circumstance. That's not an excuse to kill somebody. But you just look at some of the people who are the culprits here, and they aren't model citizens. They are people who have been in trouble and are trouble. Otherwise, I mean, almost by definition, they're troubled. But does society
but
take care of people who are troubled by shooting them and killing them?
Right,
is that the way they take care of them?
Then there's the guy, I forget his name now, was it Sterling? The one who was pulled over with his girlfriend and the little girl in the car, and he didn't do anything wrong, and he ended up dead. How did he not just get disarmed?
It's a very frustrating reality. You're right. 21 after the hour.
Do you ever ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is a recognizable American musician, recognizable for her looks, her charm, and her music. I think she's quite... I was taken by her at first when the Santa Monica Boulevard, which isn't the name of the song. What's the name of that song? Where she's singing...
All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun.
Song? Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Very good. Kara's
right on the ball. This is something that she wrote... sitting at Mel's Diner, which is across from a car wash on Santa Monica Boulevard. And whatever imagination she had, whether I never really found out whether this was an all-nighter sort of thing, whether there really was a guy named Mac or whoever it is that she's singing about. But she was sitting at Mel's Diner looking across the street at the car wash. So, I mean, when people have these experiences, and I know I'm just thinking how well I know that area of town. It's really kind of cool. There's so much creativity in Los Angeles. There's so much buzz. There's so much juice, creatively speaking. And she certainly is a heavy hitter. Speaking of heavy hitters, her next album is going to have some heavy hitters on it. She was in L.A. yesterday at the blog, her 16 conference. What's that about?
I think it's a female blogger breast cancer charity thing.
Okay,
she's
right.
A breast cancer survivor.
Survivor, yeah. She had it in 2006. I've been free of it for 10 years. So her last album was in 2013. She's got this new one out, inspired by some of the people who have inspired her since she was a youngster in Nashville. So who does she have on? The first star in this new album is Stevie Nicks. Stevie is a dear friend, apparently, of Sheryl Crow's. This is a lady who has a lot of talent.
She's
frittered some of it away because of her overuse of drugs, but she's kind of got her act together again now.
now. That's been like 40 years. She's been clean for a really, really long time.
40 years. New. It's been maybe 10 years.
Yeah, it's 2016. In 1996, Stevie was still... Or in 2006, Stevie was totally clean.
You sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan, yes.
Okay. I'm just telling you that she's had... By the way, everybody knows it's Legion, the stories of her...
Well, back in the
what
day,
what it
sure.
did to mess up her career to a point, but she came back... The point is she came back around, and that's a good story. All right, besides arguing about Stevie Nicks with Victoria, let's see if we can come up with something for Keith Richards, who's also on this new album. Good God. All right, so he's clean, too, now, I think, right?
No.
Oh, well, he's not clean. He drinks.
Yeah, right.
I don't think he does heroin anymore. No, Ronnie Wood has new
Wood
twins.
Wood has a new baby, okay.
And, well, Mick is an expectant father.
Yes, right. They all look like scarecrows to me. They just look like they haven't had a good meal. Somebody needs to give them a hamburger. That's, all those guys look the same to me. But man,
my mom, I said that to my mom once, and she goes, you know, they looked old when they were young, though. So
yeah,
they just have always looked that
way. They still look old. And they're not young anymore. All right, so anyway, the bottom line is Sheryl Crow's next album has Keith Richards, Stevie Nicks on it, and that'll be something. When is it coming out?
I think early next year. She's working on it right now in Nashville. Yeah.
All right, that's the story with Sheryl Crow. The After the Day on Stevie Nicks and Keith Richards, too. 28 past the hour.
Be specific about what you want. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Just as you can't walk into a restaurant and declare, I'm hungry, without the waiter asking you what it is you want to eat, it's equally not enough to say to the universe that you want to be successful. What is it exactly that you want, the universe might ask you in return. So, be specific in figuring out what you want. Or more precisely, be specific in setting goals. Because the more clearly you articulate your goals, the more likely you are to achieve them. Whether your dreams of success involve love, peace, wealth, fulfilling your potential, or anything else, just be specific. The more specific you are, the more you will know exactly where to begin, what to work on, and perhaps even most importantly, how to get there. Be specific in your goals and get exactly what you want. For support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy. Now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Stepping with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. A lot of interesting twists and turns on what's going on in the real world today. If you've been to Las Vegas recently and you were looking for a cheap room, you went to the Riviera. I hope you were not planning on going there tonight, because you will find nothing there except a large pile of rubble. The Riviera was built in the 50s. It was blown up about 2:30 in the morning. 24-story tower. Kalunga bunga lunga boom 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 bang. That was it. I don't know if that's what it really sounded like, but
I'm sure it sounded just like that.
Yeah.
$40 million it took to implode it.
To blow it up. Yes. Yep. So they're going to put more. This was right next door. I remember staying there on a number of occasions. It was right next door to the convention center. And they want to expand the convention center, so...
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yep. So, goodbye.
Was that one of the famous ones, like where Sinatra or the Rat Pack played?
Yep. That's exactly where it was. Next, there are some other really seedy hotels still in Las Vegas, like the Imperial Palace. I've stayed there on a number of occasions. It's an awful place. Oh, Some of those,
why did you stay more than once?
Well, because I got to stay there free.
Okay.
I had a trade deal, and so that sort of made it easier to stay there. The guy who owned it, very interesting, if you flew over the Imperial Palace, the way it was constructed, it looked like a swastika, because the guy who built it was an old farmer from, I think it was either North Dakota or South Dakota, came to Las Vegas in a time when you could buy stuff for nothing, built a hotel, but he was a Nazi and a Nazi sympathizer. And so nobody noticed. He got fined by the city of Los Angeles, the city of Las Vegas, for $1 million for having a party on Hitler's birthday in the hotel. But if you flew over... If you flew over the hotel, you could see, and nobody ever noticed when it was being built. Nobody paid any attention to it. It's really one of those stories. You know, there are always stories. I don't have any stories from the Riviera, but I know there are plenty of stories because of the people who played there over the years. They paid $190 million, the Convention and Visitors Authority, to buy it because it just bumped right up onto. That's an amazing. This whole city is amazing. I find of all of the hotels there that are fairly new, the Aria, A-R-I-A, if anybody's looking for a recommendation on where to stay, I find that the Aria is as nice a place there as you can find, and it's fairly inexpensive. I mean, considering some of those places. I remember going to Las Vegas. I think the first time I ever went was in the 70s. And I was interested because the rooms, in some circumstances, you go, if you went to gamble, the gamblers, they get free rooms. And you didn't have to spend a lot of money to get a free room. I remember going to the top of the dunes for a lunch. That's long gone. And some of the other places that were part of it. I went to it was a convention of bus owners. Some of you may remember me talking about this from time to time. I used to be in the bus business as well. I've always been in the broadcasting business, and I've always been a farmer, but I've had some other ancillary trips into the seedier side of life, and one of them was owning a bus company for about 12 or 14 years. And so we went to the National... what was it? The National, I don't know, whatever it was, the National Association of whatever the bus owners were. And I remember I brought with me $300 to gamble. And that was what I had decided. No more. $300, that's it. And it took me about 15 minutes to spend the $300. And how many of you have done that? How many of us have? Well, you said you'd never been. Right, Victoria?
I've never been to Las Vegas. No, I've never been to Vegas. I've only been to Foxwoods once. And
Foxwoods.
In Connecticut. Yeah. Right. It is amazing how quickly you go through money, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they aim at doing that. I think we went to see a concert. I think we went to Foxwoods to see Kenny Rogers last December, I think about it. Yeah. But these places, they depend on, they understand, the people who build these places understand psychology
right. Perfectly.
And they know how to extract the most money from you in the least amount of time.
And all the things that you hear about pumping oxygen, extra oxygen through the casinos to keep you more awake. And,
right.
And all the drinks when you're playing are free, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And even the free rooms in Atlantic. I've never been to Atlantic City either. Clearly, I'm not a gambler.
But, Atlantic City's a terrible place.
Yeah, and well, it's even worse now, now that it's bankrupt. But, I'm always amazed.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
Yeah. I'm always amazed how the rooms are free.
Yeah.
I guess that you have to really they're taking a gamble on how much you're going to gamble in order to give away free real estate like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Speaking of playing, the Pokemon phase of reality. This is some good news, actually. A lot of people have criticized the playing of the game, but in some circumstances, here's one case anyway, of an ice cream shop in Washington State that has survived because of Pokemon. Here's the story.
are important landmarks or Pokestops for Pokemon players all over the region, but a lot of people a little bit further north here are attracted to one spot here, all the way in Anacortes. We found right there on our street along the water, because there are not one, not two, but three Pokestops you can reach by standing in just one place, and players are flocking by the hundreds day in and day out to advance themselves in the game here. People of all ages outside the depot on R Avenue having fun, and it turns out they're right across the street from a little ice cream shop called Mad Hatter's Ice Cream. This Poke boom could not have come at a better time, because recently owner Gary Deere was struggling financially, suffering a military-related illness, and had to close his doors. Then Pokemon came along, and all of a sudden people flocked to play the game, stop for ice cream too. And Deere says his business has doubled, even tripled someday.
Nothing, I mean nothing, can take the place of that. I have never seen anything take off and expand so quick, so far, so fast in my life. It's wild. It's really wild.
I don't understand it. There's not anything about Pokemon that I understand.
Have you had more people poking around your farm? No pun intended.
I have. Yes, but I'm not. The store is closed now. We're going to reopen it next year. There's no real attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that people have come in and looked around. Oh, is there a Pokemon stop here? And the guys who are at the farm look at these people, because they're not playing it either. Who is playing it? What ages? What circumstances? Who plays this?
Everyone, apparently.
Yeah,
no, I'm everyone. I'm not playing.
Not everyone. No one on
Kara,
this show.
Are you playing it?
I'm actually not playing it, but I didn't watch or play Pokemon when I was little, so I don't really have much investment in it, but I have a ton of friends who are playing it, and I think most people who played it or watched it when they were younger are playing it. But it's not just in the U.S. I mean, obviously it's huge in Japan, which is where Pokemon started, but it was insane.
Well, now it's funny, Doug, during when we were, Karen and I were just talking off the air for a second, there's a new class action lawsuit that's been started against Pokemon Go, and it's a couple in Michigan, but the lawsuit's been filed in California. They're saying Pokemon has ruined their way of life, their quality of life, because they said they've had people trespassing onto their property, looking into their vehicles, peering into their house, because all these Pokestops have been placed on private property without the owner's permission. So there is going to be some sort of ramification, I think, for all the Pokemon stuff happening.
All right, well,
but at least it saved one ice cream shop.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. There probably are plenty of good ancillary stories around it.
Yeah.
It's just that people are so easily distracted by stuff that is not consequential. I mean, having fun is important, but also focusing on what you're not here to play Pokemon. You're here to contribute something to the world, and playing Pokemon isn't necessarily the best way to do that.
Yeah, I think I'm just always amazed by the lack of common sense that people have, because obviously you can do something in the world and still play Pokemon Go or still have fun, but it's just completely taken over people's worlds.
Yeah. Well, and people driving and crashing into police cars.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. It's craziness. 44 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers to take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
47 after the hour. Doug, Victoria, Kara, with the focus on singing. I just thought about this as we often, as our conversations go during the commercials, I'm doing one thing, Kara's doing something else, or Kara and Victoria are talking together about stuff. Sometimes I pop into the conversation, sometimes I don't. It depends on what I'm doing as we get ready for the next bit of conversation. But I find myself often, and today and yesterday, I think yesterday I was talking about chants and stuff. We actually ought to talk about that when Victoria Bullis joins us later on this morning, the psychic. What comes from the vibration of music? Don't let me forget that, all right, ladies? Please don't let me forget to talk about that with her, because that's a very special thing that we ought to know more about. Speaking of special things, the story of this homeless person who defended a man from thieves who were trying to steal his wheelchair. And there are a lot of different things that come with being homeless. This fellow, Joseph Hall, lives in a homeless shelter in Birmingham, Alabama. He spared another man who resides in that shelter from losing something that he needed in order to live. The other fellow is John Stubbs, who's homeless as well, has cerebral palsy, uses a wheelchair, was robbed at knife point. When he returned to the shelter after the incident, he had been locked out. Stubbs was, this fellow Hall, Joseph Hall, knew he was missing, went out looking for him, found him in another compromising situation, trying to steal his wheelchair, a couple of people trying to steal his wheelchair. He said to them, "You're not taking his chair." And once the thieves left after that, he used all the money that he had, $60, to rent a hotel room for the night so Stubbs could sleep safely. I don't understand. Why would they shut him out of the...
Well, there's a lock. There's a curfew.
Curfew down? Yeah.
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 That's just for safety, I think, too. Mm-hmm. You know.
But what that brings to me is a reality. Again, how many people there are who are homeless? This guy's got cerebral palsy. He should be in some government program. And we waste all this damn money on things. We spend so much money on the military, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why isn't there some sort of government house that takes care of these people who are indigent, that have no place to go? Why are these people homeless?
Well, I guess he's in it. He's in a homeless shelter.
No, but who's paying for the homeless shelter? Is that a government thing or is that a private charity?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm getting so fed up with how we spend money in this country. Oof. 10 before the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Victoria and I are going to go through a couple of different stories here. The sad news for those of you who are looking for a new iPad, the new ones aren't coming out till next year. But then Apple has had other announcements, though, that have brought its stock back up to pretty much where it was before, right? Mm-hmm. Don't I know? Yeah.
Yes.
So the iPad Pro is coming out next year. How much bigger is it going to be than the iPad?
The new iPad Pro will be 12.9 inches, so that is
3 inches bigger than the one now, right?
Yeah, and then there's also going to be a low-cost 9.7-inch iPad, as well as a 10.5-inch iPad Pro.
So what's the benefit of getting a new one over the old ones? I've got an old one. I've got an iPad 2, I think.
That's what I have. I have the iPad 2. It's okay for it's slowly dying. I mean, if I don't use it as much anymore.
Well, you're slowly dying, too, but does that mean we're going to throw you out?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Other people,
I'm still functioning, though. My iPad is really not functioning all that great.
Yeah.
But, so the iPad, they're not going to be out until next year in time for the 10th anniversary of iPhone. So they're kind of, Apple's smart now. They're not launching all the products all at once, which they used to do. So, and they're saying that there's the 10.5-inch model iPad Pro is going to be better suited for educational purposes, so we may actually see those.
So
we
never have to write in school again. Nobody has to know how to write. Use the iPad when you go to school. No writing.
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, my penmanship is so terrible because I don't write anything anymore.
Well,
ever.
That's the point. Yeah. I know. We're all becoming stooges at the hands of Apple. Not good. Okay, in a moment, we'll move over to another one of the... there are three stooges. Apple, Google, and Verizon. Google is going to expand the Google Fiber thing, and that'll give me a chance to give a shot to Verizon Fiber.
Hopefully, yeah.
To do that. Okay. So we'll have that story in a moment here.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love, because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
All right, let's see what's going on with Google. They have a new division called Google Fiber. Supposed to be something good for those of us who have Verizon that sucks when they charge you for 100. I just had this tested yesterday with my tech guys. I'm being charged for 100 over 100, and it turns out to be like 84 over 90 or something.
Whatever the bits per second is supposed to be. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Google was supposed to do something that was going to be better than this, so what happened?
Well, Google Fiber wanted to get into the high-speed internet game, and they still are, and they've launched, I think, in 6 metropolitan areas so far. But it turns out digging up roads and digging up land and laying down fiber cable has just been, it's so expensive.
Very expensive, yep.
So now the way they're fixing it, they're coming up with a completely wire-free connection. So, and in the meantime, they were looking for cities and municipalities to put the bill for digging up all the wire and laying it down. So that's probably not going to happen. But Google is very inventive. They always are creative with their solutions. So I think that the wire-free Google Fiber will end up being a really great thing. And then we can ditch Verizon and you can ditch Comcast or whoever else is not working up to snuff. Now, their biggest competition is going to be AT&T for cellular and for internet service. AT&T recently bought DirecTV, so they've been building their empire, and DirecTV is its own internet
provider.
It's very interesting.
Those of us who have a few years on you whippersnappers remember the original AT&T, American Telephone and Telegraph, that was split up. The government broke them up because they were so big. And the various Bell companies came out of that, telephone companies. And now AT&T is building itself back up again to be the same size it was before when the government broke it up.
Just with a different business model, but yes, you're
right.
Yeah,
exactly. Different things. 59 past the hour, and good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.